Nowadays, when we live in an age when attending opera is about as respectable a way as you'll find to pass an evening, it is hard for us to understand just how shocked our ancestors could be by the latest opera. The play in the film Amadeus reminded us of just how revolutionary, subversive even, the marriage of Figaro appeared in its day. No assessment of the initial impact of Bizet's Carmen can fail to note that the heroine was a member of a despised minority. Carmen is a gypsy, hardly a suitable person to be an operatic heroine. But worse still, the heroine of La Traviata is a prostitute. La Traviata, the woman who went astray, is the slightly comical literal translation. Call her what you will, audiences of Verdi's day, and for long after, were appalled that the maestro should choose such a character as his heroine. So it came to pass that the premiere was given, not as Verdi had intended, in modern dress, but in the ruffles and frills of an imaginary England of the time of Charles I. Amazingly, this tradition continued in whole or in part well through the 19th century, so that George Bernard Shaw, who in addition to being a playwright was also a music critic, could write in 1890 of Violetta in the latest Paris confections and Alfredo in full Louis XIV fig. Despite its moral problems,